Arriving into the groove, that song, absolutely. Have you got one eye on planning a summer holiday? Are you thinking of playing it safe and holidaying within your home state, or will you risk going big and booking a holiday overseas even, potentially, especially if you're in New South Wales, that's what they're talking about. Now that states are starting to outline their roadmaps out of restrictions, for many Australians who have been languishing in lockdown, the possibility of a holiday is starting to feel within reach. But do we still need to be careful? Here to take us through the potential pitfalls of booking a summer break is Jodie Bird, a travel expert for consumer advocacy group Choice. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Killer question. Is it safe yet for people to start booking holidays over the summer break?
I think you can start booking holidays, but you need to book them with caution. So once upon a time, we might just go and book holidays without checking in any of the fine print of what happens if we have to cancel that holiday. The days of skimming over the fine print are gone, really. You need to have a close look at that fine print and know what happens if you can't travel because of travel restrictions, or if you get COVID, or someone you know gets COVID.
So what are the main risks travellers still face when booking a getaway?
The main risk we see is travel restrictions, and it's embedded a lot into the fine print of a lot of contracts, and it varies quite a bit. So, for example, if you're booking an aeroplane flight in Australia, most of the domestic airlines are quite flexible at the moment with their credit vouchers, because they understand that if they don't have that flexibility, then people aren't going to book. But if you're booking accommodation, it can vary quite widely. So if, for example, you're booking on Airbnb, they have several levels of cancellation policy, and some people just are not getting their money back when they book. So it's really best to have a look at what cancellation policy you're booking. Sites like Airbnb actually have a little tick box where you can select flexible policies only. So that's what you want to look for whenever you're booking accommodation.
We've seen only today that Byron Bay, a hugely popular holiday destination, plunged into a seven-day lockdown. That just happened, right, today. Are there concerns these snap lockdowns will be affecting holiday plans over the summer break, realistically?
Definitely. There could be, that could be concerns about that. We obviously can't predict the future, but at this stage it seems something that's definitely in the scope. And it's really something you need to be aware of. Some of those accommodations that you book in places like Byron Bay can be extremely expensive, and I would really advise against doing it if you don't have a flexible cancellation policy just written down in writing, either on a website or on a PDF or on an email. Just make sure you know what happens if you can't travel, or if, for example, your destination has to shut down due to travel restrictions.
So how can we help minimise the risks when we're planning a holiday? Like, for those of us who go, I'd like to, I mean, I'm in Victoria, you know, I wouldn't mind getting out.
It really comes down to, so have a look. If you're booking a flight, then just check and make sure that you're eligible for those flight credits. At the moment, like I said, the domestic airlines have fairly flexible flight credits extending out to, I think, at least February 2022 at the moment. So that's probably one thing is maybe don't book too far out right now, just due to the uncertainty. But those domestic airlines will give you a credit if you have to cancel a flight before February 2022. And then, of course, with accommodation or anything else you're booking, you really need to have a look at what the cancellation conditions are if you're hit by travel restrictions. Some of the smaller providers, for example, Caravan Parks, might not have something like that on their site. So send them an email and ask them what is your cancellation policy if there are travel restrictions, and then you'll get that reply in writing so you have something to fall back on.
Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries, thank you.
Jodie Bird is a travel expert for consumer advocacy group Choice, and this is Radio National Drive.